Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 267. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How are you today? Today, I'm very pleased to announce that the associate producer for this episode is John, who came in with a $100 donation. Thank you, John. God bless you, my brother. If you'd like to help support LifeSpring Media, it's easy to do. Just go to lifespringmedia.com/support to find out how. Whatever value you receive from the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, whatever you think this show has brought into your life, convert that to a number and trade value for value. $5, $20, $50, $100, more, any number. Whatever makes sense to you. Maybe use the numbers from your spouse's birthday. Maybe your favorite scripture. It's completely up to you. My wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, is having a birthday on the 28th of this month. If you'd like to send her a birthday gift, I know she would appreciate it. I got to tell you, it's in great part because of her love and support that I'm able to do this podcast 7 days a week. If you're thankful for this show, she certainly deserves some love. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Our reading today is Proverbs 26 and 27. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, how good it is to come into your presence, to completely tune out the distractions and focus just on you. I'm so glad that you invite us, and more than that, you welcome us into your presence. What a privilege it is to be able to speak directly to you, the Creator of all that is. I humbly ask that you again today touch our hearts as we read, and help us to make what you teach us today a part of our daily lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let us begin. Proverbs 26. Like snow in summer, or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Sending a message by the hands of a fool is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. Like the useless legs of one who is lame is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passer-by. As a dog returns to his vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them. A sluggard says, "There's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming the streets." As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. A sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who answer discreetly. Like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives their neighbor and says, "I was only joking." Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. Like a coating of silver dross on earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. Enemies disguise themselves with their lips, but in their hearts they harbor deceit. Though their speech is charming, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. If someone rolls a stone, it will roll back on them. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Proverbs chapter 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth, an outsider, and not your own lips. Stone is heavy, and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Anger is cruel, and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. One who was full loathes honey from the comb, but to the hungry even what is bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that flees its nest is anyone who flees from home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family, and do not go to your relative's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a relative far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. If anyone loudly blesses their neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. The one who guards a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever protects their master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but people are tested by their praise. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding them like grain with a pestle, you will not remove their folly from them. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed your family and to nourish your female servants. Beloved, today I'm going to talk about a few of the verses in Proverbs 27. As you know, the Proverbs are in part written by Solomon to counsel his young son. And I like that Solomon spent some time giving counsel to his son about the importance of good friends. I tell you, like a rare jewel, truly good friends are hard to find. But when you do find them, they're much more valuable than jewels. More than bringing friendship and good times, they can help you through the difficult times. They can help to make you a better person, and sometimes God can use them to speak His words into your life. I consider myself truly blessed because I have two such friends in my life. One of them has been a part of my life since I was about 10 years old, and the other I met when we were in junior high school. There's no one alive today that I have known longer than these two guys. I treasure both of them, and I'd do anything for them, and I know that they would do the same for me. So let's take a look at these three verses that deal with friendship. The first one is Proverbs 27, verse 6. It says, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses." My comment on this is, a true friend is one who's willing to risk hurting us if it means that we'll be better for the correction. An enemy's kisses are lies. Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. An enemy might give you all kinds of compliments without one word being true. And then verse 9 is a sort of partner to verse 6. Verse 9 says, "Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice." When a friend offers kind words of advice from a heart of love, it's as pleasant as a good perfume. I really can't say it any better than that. It's wonderful to be with friends like this. But then verse 17 is the opposite side of the friendship coin. It says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." So verse 9 talked about the kind words of advice being as pleasant as a good perfume. Well, when iron sharpens iron, there's grinding on the wheel, heavy hammers striking the iron, and always sparks fly. The iron being sharpened does go through a bit of stress, pounding and abrasion. If the iron could feel, there would be pain involved. But the end product is better and more useful. When a friend sharpens a friend, it can be a difficult process for one or both of them, but in the end, both can be better off. Do you have anything to add? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be the book of Obadiah. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. I'm glad you were here today. It's always good to see your smiling face. Bye.